she looked sweet. But now she's found somebody to love her. My grieving has yet to be complete. For I will always be dreaming of her. I should have stayed and made that girl happy when I could. 'Cause whoa, she's the only one who ever cared. Who ever cared. Hello, you are listening to So That's Good News. We're just setting up the music right now. What was the name of that last song? I don't know what the name of that last song was, but it was a good one. We're gonna play some chill tunes tonight. We're all a little tired, but it'll be fun. What are we thinking first, Sean?
I don't know. Let's figure it out.
Yeah. If you have any recommendations, call in at 855-915-WMFO. Again, that's 855-915-WMFO. And, yeah. Here we go.
For those of you who are just tuning in, you are listening to WMFO 91.5 on your FM dial and WMFO.org on your browser window or mobile device. Hope you all are having a nice Thursday evening so far. Hope you had a very nice Halloween last night. Hope you did something fun. I think we're going to move it to something new. Or new, as in something different, not new. Contemporary.
Sometimes I got a heart of glass. See my computer thing on to God. I have left for you behind. For you don't belong to me. Your heart belongs to someone else. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue? Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me? Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're to blame for making me blue?
Kissing you, wondering, wondering if you're wondering too. Every hour through the day since you've been away, I keep wondering, yes, wondering if you're wondering too. I pray every night to the good Lord above to send back to me the one I really love. Wondering, wondering who's kissing you. If you're wondering too, every hour of the day since you've been away, I keep wondering, yes, wondering if you're wondering too. I pray every night to the good Lord above to send back to me the one I really love. Wondering, wondering who's kissing you. Wondering, listening to. Every hour through the day, since you've been away, I keep wondering, yes, wondering, if you're wondering too.
Karma's gonna get you, gonna knock you right in the head. You better get yourself together, pretty soon you're gonna be dead. What in the world you thinking of? Laughing in the face of love. What on earth you trying to do? It's up to you. Some karma's gonna get you, gonna knock you right in the face. You better get yourself together, darling. Join a human race. How in the world are you gonna see? Laughing at fools like me. Who on earth do you think you are? A superstar? Karma's gonna get you. It's gonna knock you right off your feet. You better recognize your brother. Is everyone you meet? Why on earth are we here? Surely not to live in pain and fear. And why on earth are you there? When you're everywhere, come and get your share. We'll get it right next time. This song is another song from one of those albums I made since I left the room.
Hello, hello. You're listening to WMFO.
Hello, hello. You're listening to WMFO.
I'm Sean.
I'm Trevor.
This is, so that's good news if you're just tuning in.
Call in.
Call in if you'd like.
855-915-9636.
We're here every Thursday at 8. It's just the two of us usually, and Talia is here.
Chill night.
Chill night. Did you make any good plans this week?
This week?
Yeah, have you made any good plans lately?
No. Gonna hang out with some people.
You're making plans?
No.
Oh, I don't know what happened there.
I went to Belmont today. And got Brugger's bagels.
Yeah? How was that?
It was great.
What's Brugger's bagels?
It's a bagel place. I think it's actually from New York City.
Is it actually?
It's a chain, yeah. It's, I got a coffee and an everything bagel with egg and Munster cheese, a little bit onion, and two small pieces of green pepper.
It's like a lot of detail.
And it came to $7.50.
Exactly?
Yeah, because they charged me for the pieces of green pepper. Oh, and it's a little sriracha.
Nice.
In his words, do, 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 do. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Hey, hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat. Whoa! Ow!
No!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
Good bones.
Good bones.
This is a good public service announcement.
Good phones. All right. Colin, what's your opinion on the iPhone?
Is that it?
Yeah. John?
I mean, my opinion on the iPhone is that it's probably ruining all of our lives. Probably. I think I was reading something the other day. It was like Silicon Valley people who like work at tech companies and like were involved in all the development of all of our personal devices don't let their kids use screens at all.
Yeah, that's true.
Like no TV or like only on the airplane or like...
Because it's addictive.
Yeah.
It's going to be the same as the cigarette packs.
You think the phones are going to say like...
Danger.
Warning, Surgeon General says.
Maybe more so for social media.
Mm.
Because.
Did you see the thing on Vice yesterday?
No.
Or 2 days ago, it was they submitted paid for by Senator X advertisements to Facebook for every senator, 100 different advertisements paid for by Chuck Grassley, paid for by Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, just random.
All of the senators, and Facebook accepted 100 of them as legitimate paid for by Senator X advertisements.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I guess this is the end of the system.
I guess I could talk about this for a long time. I think we should just listen to more music. I don't know. Do you have any really strong opinions on the iPhone? I guess, Trevor, really, this, we just got to know about
Call
this.
Call in, yeah.
855.
Should we throw our iPhones away?
Should we throw them out the window
if
of the station right now?
If we throw our iPhones away.
What happens?
What happens then?
That's the power of organizing.
I have a bigger question. What if we just didn't vote? What if no one voted? Honestly.
I think that... David Art would have a lot to say about that. And so would my professor. I think my professors would have a lot to say about that.
But
professors,
if no one
if you're
voted, there would be no legitimacy, right?
I mean, if you're talking about waves of democratization, you know, ever since the second wave of democratization, I guess the last, what is it?
After World War II.
Yeah, I guess like last, since World War II, there's been very few countries that like don't even have fake elections, like don't even put on a show.
Yeah.
Like even, I think this was something I was reading the other day, like even in like the 60s, there was only a handful of nations in the world that didn't even put on fake elections. Makes you dink.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's another good way to go. Tuesday, election day.
Yeah.
Who are you voting for? I'm voting for Josh Gottheimer for Congress.
I'm still undecided for Connecticut.
Yeah, I feel like...
It all sucks. Every single representative is just
I like
working in finance.
Senator, right?
What?
The senators from Connecticut, I like them.
Which?
No, that one. Coons, is that his name?
Chris
something.
Oh.
Coons, isn't it? No. Where's he from? The guy from, he was in the hearing recently. He was doing a good job. Anyway, here's Wonderwall.
Oh, wait. No. I got one.
rushed through our lives. We parted our lips and we reached from inside.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Seems like we only got time for one more. You've been listening to So That's Good News with Sean and Trevor.
Trevor.
Can you hear us, anybody? Hello, hello.
Call.
Call us. No, it's fine. We got 2-3 minutes left. All right, well, that's been our show.
We got one more.
We got one more. Enjoy it.
Consciousness flow, the delicious made a reality speed flow, the crimson void of spontaneous random. Perceive this entropic view of a system improvised like a life or a painting. Postmodern boo-boo texts illustrate the purple paradigm. Soul logic, soul logic, soul logic. That which is concerned with exacting chaos on existing forms and structures, utilizing rational thought and bluesological feel. What is felt will merge with all that is thought to create intuitive reason, spiced with spiritual season. This is the recipe for flow.
Shivers down your spine. Shrieking skulls will shock your soul. Seal your doom tonight. Spooky, scary skeletons speak with such a screech. You'll shake and shudder in surprise when you hear these zombies shriek. We're so sorry, skeletons, you're so misunderstood. You only want to socialize,
but I don't think we should.
Cause spooky, scary skeletons shout startling, trilly screams. They'll sneak from their sarcophagus and just won't let you be.
Spooky, scary, spooky, scary, spooky, scary, spooky, scary, 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 scary,